Joined now by Mark Bauer after the 2-0 home defeat to Chorley. First of all, Ryan Tolson went off with an injury. Looked pretty serious. Have you got any word on him?
No, he's gone off to hospital. He had a fair old gash, quite a deep gash to his just to inside of his knee. So hopefully, you know, he's had a problem there in the past before. Hopefully it's just a sort of superficial wound as such, and it'll get stitched up and he's okay. We're just hoping that there's nothing more serious. So, but, you know, whatever it's going to be, we're going to be without him for a little while.
After the naming the same 11 as last week, that excellent performance against Stockport, it was unrecognisable this afternoon.
Yeah, for as good as we were last week, we were as poor today. Just never ever got going, never put any kind of passing movements together, never caused them any real problems. And you know, they thoroughly deserved their victory. We've been second best through a majority of the game. You know, we played unintelligently, trying to pass it, passes that weren't on, didn't move it in the, you know, play in the right areas. Lost our discipline, didn't defend well, and got what we deserved, really.
The first goal looked very controversial from where we were, ruled out by the linesman and then overruled by the referee. What was your take on that?
Well, the cross has come in, the lad going to attack the ball's in an offside position. He affects what Drenchy does, but the referee tells me because he's not actually touched the ball, he can't be given offside, despite the fact that Drenchy can't come and collect the ball because that play is there. So that was the reason he's told me he's overruled his linesman on that occasion. Bit of a joke, to be fair, if I'm being honest, but if I'm honest on the other side, we deserved that. So I can't complain about the decision in that it changed the game, because, you know, you felt that there was a goal coming for them anyway. But no, you can't do anything about refereeing decisions. You kind of think that they even themselves up over the course of the season. If they're going to do that, then we're going to get a few in our favour over the next few weeks.
Sending off likewise, Adam Boyes and the centre-half, they came together. We didn't see what happened over our side. What was your take on that?
I've got no complaints about the sending off.
So, you know, it's been a bad day at the office all round. Injuries, we're going to have suspensions coming up. We go again next week against Leamington. Best perhaps news of the day was that Barrow got beaten.
Yeah, well, that's the first I've heard of it, Colin, so that has cheered me up. But if there's only one positive to take out of it, then that's it, because there was nothing from the performance. But look, you know, we've been on a really good run. We've been playing really well. You're always going to have spells where you don't play well, and I think if we could have just defended better, and even with maybe a little bit of luck today, we might have seen it through to half time, and who knows what would have happened second half. So, you know, keep everything into context. We've been playing well, been working hard. The lads have been putting in some really good performances. Bit of a blow today with the fact that we're going to have Killock suspended next week. No Ryan Tolson, Boyes and Danny Boschell are going to be suspended in 2 weeks' time. So we'll have to look and see what we're going to do to address that. But, you know, you're kind of looking at Barrow and thinking maybe we're going to be 10 points behind them at some point. So if they've got beaten today, that puts half a smile on my face. But no, disappointing with the performance. I think we've got to, you know, keep our heads about it, make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen again. And I'm sure it'll be the kick up the backside. And sometimes you just need reminding what it takes to win a game. And their work rate and their discipline and the way they stopped us playing might just be the sort of wake-up call again to refocus and go again, because this team is good enough to bounce back and go on another really good run.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.